Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Lady Panthers winning head coach Megan Brinkman and senior defensive expert Kaylin Walters. Congratulations on the win, ladies.
Thank you.
What made it happen?
We just knew we had to come out and work together and work as a team, and we had to come out and just fight as hard as we could and put everything we had out on the court.
I could be wrong, but I got the impression that South Shelby wasn't doing strictly man-to-man textbook defense. Is that correct?
They started man. They went back into a zone, a 2-3, which kind of slowed us down a little bit. I don't know if that was the second quarter or third. For sure the third quarter. So I think that's kind of when they went on the run. But I thought when we settled in, we handled it. Got an offensive rebound that was big. Morgan hit a shot that was big. I think Reagan hit one out of it. They changed things up, and we were ready for it. We knew it was a possibility.
How did they play differently than the last time you faced them? Like, the score was a little closer this time, I think.
I knew they were going to come out and play and give us anything they had, because we beat them by quite a bit the first time. So they were ready, and they were going to fight with everything they had.
Ms. Walters, was there any particular South Shelby player that was your responsibility tonight?
Number 10 was a big one, and then also 24, and both of them. Number 10 was the point guard, and then 24 was the big shooter.
And how did you keep them under control?
I just knew I had to go out there and give everything I had and just stop them. And
well, does that mean getting in their face, jumping around a lot, stealing the ball? And
yes, it does.
Kaylin did a great job of just, 10 can get off some screens, and she wants to get deep into the lane so she can penetrate and dish, and Kaylin just stood in front and didn't let her get anywhere. I thought she got super frustrated toward the end, and then she had some big boards too that kind of help us seal the deal.
Ms. Walters, what is it about playing in front of the hometown crowd that makes a difference?
Oh, it makes it feel so good. You just look up in the crowd and you see everyone there, and you know all of them are there to support you, and it just feels really good.
I get the impression that El Dorado Springs might be the next team.
That's what I heard. I haven't been able to check yet.
Do you know anything about them, Coach?
No, I am not very good at looking ahead. I just like to be in the moment, want to prepare for tonight. You can't look ahead. We got to be focused 100% on South Shelby. So, we got a week, which is kind of nice to rest a little bit, and then to come out with a couple good days of practice. And, we'll get film, we'll prepare, and I think we'll prepare just like we do, the last 29 games this year, and give them our best effort.
Ms. Walters, how do you think you and your teammates have grown over the last season?
We definitely have grown a lot. We've learned to work as a team better and to trust each other and what everyone's good at. So, if you're good at defense, then we trust you at defense, or if you're a good shooter, then we trust you to shoot the ball.
Coach, how did you motivate the ladies to take control of the game and get the lead?
Just being patient. It's a long game. It's a game of runs. They went on a run. We went on a run. We had a kind of a good start to our second half, and then they closed the gap and tied the game. And it came back down to being very disciplined on possessions, taking good shots. And again, I thought our last 3-4 minutes defensively was what sealed the deal. I thought they struggled to score then. We rebounded. It had to be one and done. Came down, hit some big shots, and then hit some free throws. So the last 3 or 4 minutes, we're talking about game management, was huge. And I'm just proud how we got stops and we pulled away.
Coach, at this time of the season, I get the impression everybody's probably in shape. So I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on South Shelby's shooting percentage went from pretty good to not so good.
The game usually settled down a little bit for them to come out and hit some threes they had some big threes in the second, but first Tolton, they came out and hit like a couple threes in the first quarter and didn't the rest of the game. You kind of get in the flow of the game, the pace of the game, you kind of start making some reads and adjustments depending on what's going on. The fact that they came out shooting well, that's what they got to do, and we answered, which was huge. Again, just continue to make adjustments. So it's not how you start, it's how you grind it out and finish every single possession.
What did you see out there that you could exploit as a defensive expert, Ms. Walters? where did you get any ideas to where you found yourself being able to read what they were going to do and anticipate them better as the game went on?
I noticed at the second and third quarter of the game, I realized that they were doing that double down screen, and so then I knew I had to stay real close and trail the number 10 or 24, depending on who it was, to just make sure and get up in their face so they didn't get the ball.
Who wants to tell the listeners and the editor what a double down screen is?
It's just where you have two people screening for the one girl.
So, they have a shooter coming off that, which means if you don't trail the screen, they'll get an open shot. It was right into a ball screen, just a lot of really good action. And Cave's got a great basketball IQ. Like I said, she knows what she's doing. So the fact that she can read that, she sees that, that's the adjustments we were talking about to where, you know, got us a couple times early in the game. But late, we were able to make that stop.
Anything else you'd like to say?
You know, just thankful for this, for the today. Thankful for my players. Thankful for my coaching staff. Thankful for this community because, this is just an absolutely, I don't want to say once in a life opportunity, but for them, it's going to be memories that it's going to last forever. And, you know, our joke is, you know, we're not done yet. We get to go compete for two more games this year. And just so, so proud. What an opportunity. Not everybody gets to experience. So they worked for it, though, and that's why they're here.
Thank you very much, Coach Megan Brinkman and Kaylin Walters. Good luck down the road. This Fireside Guard Live audio is brought to you courtesy of Kendra West and Remax On The Move.